Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. America has seen the greatest long-term economic growth when three conditions were met. First, the value of the dollar was tied to gold. Second, when tied to gold, the U.S. dollar's value was extremely stable. Third, the U.S. did not have a central bank such as the Federal Reserve Bank. Do any of these conditions exist today? Not even close. The last link of the dollar to gold was temporarily severed in August 1971 when President Nixon closed the gold exchange window where foreign central banks could redeem U.S. currency for gold at the rate of 35 U.S. dollars for 1 ounce of gold. Now it takes more than 2,000 U.S. dollars to purchase an ounce of gold. That's right, the dollar's value is down more than 98% over the past 52 years. The decline has not been a smooth path. During the 4 years when Donald Trump was president, the U.S. dollar index low close was 13.25% lower than the index's high close. To be considered a stable currency, it should ideally fluctuate within a 2% range. As unstable as the U.S. dollar index was during Trump's presidency, including the worst of the COVID pandemic, it has been far more volatile over the 34 months since Biden became president. During his administration thus far, the low close of the U.S. dollar index was a whopping 21.4% lower than the high close. Obviously, there is something wrong going on in Washington, D.C. that is harming American prosperity. Why don't we return to what worked to promote economic growth? Fix the value of the U.S. dollar to gold, which has a 6,000-year track record of stable value. Don't play political smoke and mirror games to undermine this stability. Abolish the Federal Reserve Bank, returning the payment clearing function and emergency liquidity loans to banks back to the private sector, which worked far more effectively than has been done by the Fed. The politicians mostly oppose these ideas as it would result in the loss of control over people's lives. However, the American people would love it when their prosperity improves. That's it for now. Tune in again Friday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.